progress.
I guess we're good to go. Was that a yes, AGP? Oh, there we go. Good. Good evening. Thank you. This is the City of Morro Bay City Council meeting, regular meeting. It's Tuesday, December the 13th, 2022. It is 5:30 p.m. We're located at the Veterans Hall, 209 Sur Street, Morro Bay, California. It's our regular meeting. And pursuant to Assembly Bill 361 and Government Code Section 54953, this meeting will be conducted in a hybrid format with both in-person and virtual public participation. Ways to watch this meeting and submit public comment will be provided by the clerk and available on the screen, but also are available on your agendas if you have those agendas. So with that, I'll go ahead and ask the clerk if she will establish a quorum, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Ford, here. Councilmember Heller.
Here.
Councilmember Barton,
here.
And Mayor Hedding.
Present. We do have a quorum. I'm going to call the meeting to order. And this evening, I'm saddened to announce the passing of Gail Davis, Red Davis's spouse. Red was a former council member for many years in Morro Bay, and Gail passed away just about a week ago, and we're sad to see that go. So if you could remember her during our moment of silence. And then also, Dick Rogers passed away. Some of you that have been here for a while may remember him. He's the former Morro Bay Chief Harbor Officer, was a former Morro Bay Chief Harbor Officer. So if we could just take a moment of silence and then remember those folks. Thank you. Thank you for that. And if you'll stand and join me, and we'll lead in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Get our knees to work on.
Yeah.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and I'll ask our esteemed city attorney, Mr. Neumeier, do we have any closed session report outs this evening?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. No closed session items to report.
Okay, none to report, and that will bring us to mayor and council member reports. I'll start with council member Ford. Anything to report this evening?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I want to thank everyone who came out to help at the community Thanksgiving meal that was served here. There was 720 meals that were served, and that just such an important event that happens here in our community, and took a lot of effort. So I want to thank again everyone that was involved with that. And then I also had the opportunity to attend the tree lighting ceremony here on the 2nd of December, and that was a really great community event that I enjoy every year. And this year our Recreation Services Department had to get and our Public Works Department had to get creative, because our traditional tree that gets lit up every year had to be chopped down. And so if you've driven by City Park, you've noticed that there is another tree that has been placed there, a tree of lights, essentially. And so working together, they made it happen, and there was a lot of really happy kids, and they got to see Santa, and there was caroling and the ukuleles. I'm going to get their name wrong, so I'm not going to try it. But anyway, there was a group of ukulele players out there that really made it a really fun event. So thank you for all who attended. And I also had the chance to go to the advisory board recognition event. And I just want to say again how thankful I am to all of our advisory boards and our members and our planning commission members who give their time and do so much for our city. Their knowledge, their what they bring to the table is so important and valuable. And I just want to say thank you again to all of you who have put in the time in the past, who are currently doing it, and those of you who would like to apply and, you know, possibly be appointed in the future. And lastly, here at the Vets Hall, if you're unaware of Monday night dinners, they happen here every Monday. And right now there is a need for blankets, towels, and socks. If you would like to bring brand new towels and socks and gently used or new blankets, they would appreciate your donation. And you can drop them off at this back door. You can come through there and drop them off here at 3 o'clock any Monday and give them to Linda Winters, who is pointing to herself back there. And so it would be greatly appreciated if you could contribute to that need. And that's all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Ford. Councilmember Barton, any announcements this evening?
Well, let's see. It sounds like Jen and I attended a few of the same events. I also went to the tree lighting ceremony and was struck by what a happy event that is. And so many families were there, and I thought that was fun. I also got to meet and chat briefly with our new mayor there, and so that was a good event. I also went to the advisory board event and was struck also with the quality of the people that we have here in Morro Bay who volunteer to do all kinds of different things, and that was really a touching ceremony. I also went yesterday evening, I think so, to a choral event at Cuesta College, and that was great fun. It's a group that a friend is in, and so I went, and it was nice to be uplifted and put in the Christmas spirit, because sometimes you can get too busy baking and cooking and writing cards and whatever else and not get into the spirit of it. Let's see, I also went to a city employee get-together last week. That was fun, and so those are my reports.
Busy holiday season, indeed. Councilmember Heller, anything to report this evening, sir?
Thank you, Mayor. For those of you who need to do some last-minute shopping, I highly recommend the Morro Bay Maritime Museum. We have gifts for everyone, starting at $1 for a sticker, on up to $25 for a book. We have T-shirts, caps, all kinds of really cool things. The Maritime Museum is open Thursday through Monday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hope you all go down, check it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Harler. I appreciate that. And Mr. Collins, anything for us this evening, sir?
Yes, Mayor, Councilmember, thank you. Scott Collins, City Manager. So Harbor Director Eric Endersby and Police Chief Jody Cox, this is both of your last council meeting, which is really sad. Really appreciate all the tremendous work you've done in helping lead your organizations, but also help lead the city through the good and the bad, but always moving forward with a positive mindset and helping to develop the next generation of leaders in our community and in your departments. We will honor both of these gentlemen at the next council meeting in January. However, Eric is wasting no time and getting out of the country. Where are you going? Yeah, New Zealand. I feel sorry for him. So he will be out of the country on January 10th, so he will not be able to be here to be honored and to say some Ericisms. So I'm providing Eric the floor to say what you want to say, buddy.
All right, say what I want to say. That's an open door.
All right, well, thank you. Okay, all right, you get 2 minutes.
All right, 2 minutes. I'm watching.
I'm still here to control you, sir.
thank you, Scott, and thanks for remembering Dick Rogers. He hired me 30-something years ago, and I'm proud to say that I came under his tutelage, and it was a great time while he still worked for us. It's been a crazy 30 years of my life. It's been the most rewarding, the most maddening, the most filling years of my life, and every other ing there is under the sun. I couldn't possibly write them all down. It's an honor and a privilege working with everybody past and present and everybody here in the community. Haven't always agreed on everything. We've butted heads, but we've made a lot of accomplishments. It's just been the most rewarding thing in my life, and it's going to be kind of strange. It's kind of terrifying and exhilarating at the same time, looking at retirement. I can't possibly thank everybody, of course, my family and all the sacrifices they made, all the things I missed. Hopefully I can catch up on some of that stuff, but time for the next chapter in my life. Moving on, I'm going to go take a part-time job at Cuesta, teach in aviation mechanics, which is where I came from before I came here. I'm going to miss everybody, especially my family team down at my harbor department, and I can't say enough to thank you all for just having the trust in me in these 30 years, and I'm going to miss you all dearly.
Thank you, Eric, and we had an opportunity to recognize you at least verbally a number of meetings ago, but just to add on to that, my thanks for all of the service that you've given to this community over the years, the opportunity to be able to work with you. Your work ethic is unparalleled, and your commitment to your job and your staff is something to be commended. I thoroughly enjoyed our trips to Washington, D.C. We'll miss the Dubliner especially. That's a personal joke between the two of us. But thank you again for your service to the community. Enjoy New Zealand and hope to see you back before us again.
Well, what happened in the Dubliner stays in the Dubliner.
It's a restaurant. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate that. Okay, that brings us to Mr. Collins. I do believe we have the great opportunity to recognize some of our wonderful employees this evening.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. And as Councilmember Barton alluded to, we did have a staff holiday party, over a week ago. And we appreciate Laurel's ability to attend. I know everybody else was out of the area. But one of my favorite things to do each year is to honor the employees who reach kind of milestone points in their careers with the city of Morro Bay in 10, 15, 20, 25, and sometimes even more increments. So this year we had quite a few that we were able to honor. I'll just say it's, for me, it's really touching that we have the ability to retain such high quality professionals who learn on the job, they support each other, and they're really mission driven, and we're very fortunate as a city to have them here. So. Without further ado, I'll just go ahead and ask Dana to set up the PowerPoint. All right. There we go. All right. So for the 10-year Service Pin Award winners, we had Matt Bishop of Public Works, Chief Cox, Police, Marcus Green, Harbor, Travis Hash, Fire, Dylan Pruitt, Utilities, Chad Roca, Utilities, Nicole Taylor, Police, Sam Watson, Fire, and Josh would come Public Works. And here's a photo of most of those folks at the employee party. And I just want to say this is at the new water reclamation facility, and we can't wait to get all of our community out there to check it out. It's really something amazing to see. 15-year Service Pin Award winners, we have Damaris of Utilities, Lori Stills of the Harbor, Micah Sapinski of Fire, and Dana Swanson, our city clerk, and able to get a few of them there, and it was pretty festive. I'm not going to say what that sweater says. So, and then 20-year service pin award for Walter Rosa, Public Works, and 25-year service pin for Steve Dorr of IT. So again, just want to thank those employees for their incredible service to our community. Thank you.
Thanks, and I. We're doing claps tonight. Those are good things. That's fine. Hey, so I added it up. That's 185 years total of service between all of the individuals that were recognized. And so please pass on to each and every one of those the thanks from the council for their service and their commitment to our community and to the city. And thank you for their recognition.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to public comment. This is general public comment for members of the community that want to talk about things that are on the agenda for which you can't stay and or any other items you'd like to bring to the city. I'll start with those that have filled out a public speaker request card and then open it up for anybody that would like to come forward. And then, of course, we'll go to Zoom to see if we have any members calling in. So first up is Marlis McPherson, former council member McPherson. Welcome, Marlis.
Good Good evening, Mayor and council members and staff. My name is Marlis McPherson, and I wanted to come here tonight to personally thank the three members of our council who will not be staying with us. And I had the pleasure of working with all three of them, 4 years with John Hedding, 2 years as mayor and two as a council member, and 2 years with both Dawn Addis and Jeff Heller. And I want you to know that although we didn't always agree on the issues and we didn't always vote the same, I learned one thing about all three of them, and that is that they care about this community deeply, and they made their decisions based on what they thought was best for this community, and so I applaud them and I thank them for their service. I also want to welcome the new council members and mayor, Carla, Zara, and Cindy Edwards, and I look forward to working with them, and I have just a couple pieces of advice for them. The first is, while it's important to listen to your community members, it's also important to take the time and dig into the issue and look for the facts and make your decisions based on the facts. I think that's why community members elect you. They want you to do the work. You know way more than they do, and they trust your judgment. And the other piece of advice is listen to your staff, because we have a fabulous staff. So thank you very much, and happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you. Next up is Aaron Oakes. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you, members of the council and staff. My name is Aaron Oakes. As you can see, I'm speaking extemporaneously tonight. Uh-oh. So I'm full of gratitude tonight for the outgoing three council members. I hope you don't mind that I speak to some of the council members. It's like Mr. Heller, you know, he's outgoing, and he's an amazing man. I mean, he is someone who I had the pleasure of helping him out with his campaign many, many years ago, it seemed like forever, but he's someone who I have a lot of immense respect for, because he voted independently and he listened to the public and he was very communicative and transparent with the community, and I'm very, very happy that he set the bar very high as far as communications with the rest of the community. I also want to thank Ms. Addis, who is, unfortunately not here, but fortunately she is now sworn in as a state assembly in Sacramento, serving proudly our district, and I'm very happy for her. And she is someone who is always a fighter for the people. You know, as someone who is co-founder of the Women's March, she has always been on the side of social justice and equity, and I have immense respect for her contributions to the community. And to Mayor Hedding, you know, we had a very interesting relationship, and sometimes we agreed on things, sometimes we disagreed, sometimes we get into each other's hair. But you know what? It's all out of love. It's all out of just making we all understand that both of us are trying to achieve what's best for the community. And you performed an honorable service as mayor, and I'm proud of everything that you've accomplished. And I would like to let the council know that with the new people coming on board, Carl Wixom, Cindy Edwards, and Zara Lundgren, I'm confident in their ability to move the city forward on a lot of these issues that have come before us. I want to assure our outgoing Harbor Director Eric Endersby that we will be addressing the harbor issues. Measure B-22 was something that was a matter of contention in the community, and I will do everything I can as a resident to ensure that the harbor gets proper funding. So that will not be forgotten. The Friends of the Harbor Department, their contributions to the community will not be ignored. So I will be working with the community to address these issues. And I'm looking forward to addressing the new council and each and every member of the council in a new era of transparency and communication. God bless America, God bless democracy, and God bless our troops. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Next up is Linda Winters. Linda, welcome.
Good evening, Mayor, council folks, staff. I am Linda Winters, a 28-year resident in a mobile home park here in Morro Bay. I'll start with the same congratulations that everybody has said to each and every one of you, those that made the efforts to pledge their loyalties to this wonderful city of Morro Bay. It takes a family effort to accomplish success, and all of you have done that. I will reintroduce myself to those new members of the council. I am Linda Winters, AKA Mobile Home Linda, a moniker I received from this past council because every single council meeting I attend, always in the very back row, aisle seat, staying from beginning to end, always speaking on behalf of mobile home residents. This is the time of the year when you hear all of the summaries of all of the accomplishments of the year, and I am no exception. Here's my list of 2022 goals and successes. Build a line of communication amongst the mobile home park residents. Big check off on that. Build a line of communication amongst the parks. Another big check off. Create a line of communication between the park residents and the city. That's an extra big check off. Two check offs. Thanks to Councilmember Heller suggesting that I become a future agenda item, which is a pretty heavy duty. I've opened a line of communications with the city manager and the city attorney. I'm deeply indebted to all of you for hearing our stories. By my calculations, I've attended approximately 18 meetings this year, and some via Zoom, stayed from beginning to end. Your longest one lasted until 11 o'clock, I might add. Because I stay because you can't be an advocate to anything if you don't know the whole story. Good, better, and different, Morro Bay's story is my story, and I'm staying here from beginning to end. To Chief Cox and to Harbor Master Endersby, happy retirement. You both jumped to the very top of the volunteer list. I'll see you all at the new council members on January 10th, 2023. I'll be that little old lady there in the back last aisle seat for all of you. Happy holidays. I'll see you next year, and P.S., tomorrow I'm going to have the great honor to sit on a panel of science, social science and government for Morro Bay High School. They invited me to sit there and listen and assess their values. So I'm truly honored on all of that. Thank you very much.
Can we change it to MHL in the future? We'll just, Mobile Home Linda, we'll give you the moniker MHL.
I like that.
There you go. Thank you so much, Linda. Appreciate it. Next up is former Mayor Jamie Irons. Welcome, Jamie.
Good evening, Council, Mayor, and staff. Members of Council, Councilmember Heller and Councilmember Addis, your 4 years on Council required a commitment, a dedication, and sacrifice. The volumes of reports that you read and the preparations for meeting, lots of meetings, an email box that you may have wished had a daily limit but didn't, a public process that is not always clear or straightforward, there's a learning curve with that. It requires patience and collaborations with our community and dedicated staff. Keeping our city moving forward takes a lot of work. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Mayor Heading, wait, there's more. There's more, more commitment, more dedication, more sacrifice, and definitely more emails. As our mayor, you're the point person and the face of the city that has the responsibility to represent us at the local, state, and federal stage. And I know that the city of Morro Bay benefited from your hard work in securing funding for the low-interest loans and the water reclamation facility, not to mention the ongoing funding for the harbor dredging. Your guidance and leadership through a pandemic may not have been fully understood or appreciated, yet you steered a steady course through it all, including the loss of Mayor Council Member Red Davis, whom we spoke about with Gail's loss tonight. Thank you, Mayor Heading. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your dedication and leadership. With gratitude to you all also comes a celebration of a new city council. My congratulations to Councilmember-elect Cindy Edwards, Councilmember-elect Zara Lundrum, and Mayor-elect Carla Wixom. Stepping up to serve is honorable and admirable. Congratulations and thank you. And since, Eric, you won't be here in January for some closing celebrations, I just want to say thank you. I enjoyed working with you, and best of luck. It may be exciting and nervous for you, but you'll be great. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right, that's the end of the speaker slips. Any other members of the public wishing to come forward, please do so now. Welcome, Ken.
Good evening, Council. Ken Vesterfeld, a proud resident of Morro Bay. It'll be 28 years, May the 28th, 5:15 in the morning that I arrived here and haven't had a bad moment yet. Want to thank the Eric for all of his services that we have here. I want to thank the past council members that are present and I want to thank Police Chief Jody Cox. In my 21 years of being a volunteer with the police department, Chief Cox has been one of the most respected police chiefs, not only in the department, but in this community. And I want to thank him and congratulate him on 35 years of public service. Thank you, Chief. And just want to appreciate again everybody's work that's here. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Public comment is still open. Anybody wishing to come forward, please do so now. Welcome, Bob.
Bob Keller, Morro Bay citizen. Council members, mayors, staff, all Morro Bay citizens. I'm here just to represent again the Morro Bay Maritime Museum. I have some flyers back there and some information if you'd like to take them on your way out. And if you have any questions for me, I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have. And I want to let you know that during the Christmas season holiday, of course, Jeff Heller, our councilman, already mentioned it, that we have open house for anybody that wants to shop there from a dollar to whatever you want to spend. And also, we have tours that will be available. We have a lot of volunteers that will show you around the museum, answer all your questions, and give you a lot of information. And I know you'll enjoy it. And also, I want to thank all those who have served the Morro Bay area, past and present. And I know you do a lot of hard work, and I thank you all for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Public comment is still open. Any member wishing to come forward, please do so now. Welcome, Gary. Couldn't see you in the dark there.
Merry Christmas and have a good holiday. I'm going to Maritime with Bob. Just talked about the Maritime Museum. I joined it a couple months ago, and I'm having a ball there. I'm having a fantastic time. And not only that, they wanted me to be on the board, and I said no. And I met the meeting, and they said, say no, Gary. And I said, no, you're elected. So now I'm on the board. I just want to say it's just fantastic. Now, we're closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but we got some great gifts there. Fantastic for kids, too. So come on down. We're open from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock. And we got people to take you around the tours, but I'm loving this place, and I wish we could get more people down there to help us out because this maritime is growing. We're going to get a Quonset hut. It's unbelievable where we're going to go, what's going to happen next year. So anybody that has about 2 or 3 hours, maybe a week, to give us some time, hey, come on down and have fun. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you, Gary. Public comment's still open. Anybody wishing to come forward, please do so now.
Seeing none, I'll go ahead. AGP, do we have anybody on the phone line or Zoom for public comment?
If any members of the public would like to speak during public comment, please raise your hand or dial star 9. We have no public comment, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll close public comment, bring it back to the council, and appreciate all of those comments from our community. That brings us to our consent agenda. Items A1 through A6, I'll go ahead and open up public comment. This is public comment for the consent agenda only. Anybody wishing to speak to items A1 through A6, please come forward now. Seeing no members of the public, do we have anybody, AGP, that wishes to speak on Zoom?
If anybody would like to speak on the consent agenda, please raise your hand or dial star 9. We do not have any raised hands.
Okay, I'll close public comment on consent agenda, bring it back to council, entertain a motion or any items to pull.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Do you have a motion to approve items A1 through A6, as well as a second? Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll do a roll call vote for that, please. Thank you.
Councilmember Ford?
Yes.
Councilmember Heller?
Yes.
Councilmember Barton?
Yes.
And Mayor Hedding?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Great, thank you. And that brings us to our first, our only public hearing item tonight, item B1. This is the review and adoption of the draft funding recommendations for the 2023 Community Development Block Grant Program. And I believe I'm turning it over to Cindy or Scott. Cindy's here.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thank you, Mayor.
Cindy.
Yeah,
she kind of snuck in. Tonight. Good evening, Cindy. It's all yours.
Good evening, members of the council and mayor. Sorry, this is a new microphone. I haven't seen this one before. So I do have a presentation for you. Okay. So yes, this is a public hearing item. This is for the city's draft funding recommendations for its annual community development block grant program. And the city has been a member of the Urban County Consortium since 2011. It's a consortium of the cities and the county of San Luis Obispo for the purpose of receiving federal entitlement funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. This year's funding allocation for 2023 is $52,383. There is a rollover allocation from last year in the amount of approximately $37,000. And if your council would recall, back in March, at the March 8th meeting, the council did pass a resolution rolling over that allocation to be used for a project this year. Upon tonight's action, the action of the council would be forwarded the draft funding recommendation to the County Board of Supervisors for development in the annual action plan, which is the how they determine how the funding gets allocated. In this year's funding cycle, we received two applications. One application was under the public services category, and that was received from the Five Cities Homeless Coalition. And that is being recommended for $3,500. The second application was received from the City Public Works Department in the public facilities category. In the staff report, there's a table outlining each of the two applications and the amounts requested. And this is an excerpt from that staff report. And it shows that the Five Cities Homeless staff is recommending the full amount that they requested be awarded to them. And then additionally, the City Public Works Department, the staff recommendation is to award $75,884 out of their $100,000 requests. And this is to provide ADA accessibility improvements at the intersection of Quintana and Main. This is actually an interesting project because it came from the request of a resident who requested accessibility for visually impaired, and so this would make some accessibility upgrades to that intersection. And the breakdown is a portion is of this year's funding and then allocating last year's funding. And then the third category is the for general administrative costs, and that is funding that offsets the city's administrative expenses in administering this program. The County of San Luis Obispo does do a majority of the regulatory compliance with HUD. And so that would conclude my presentation. The staff recommendation is to fund the request for both of the two applications received, Five Cities Homeless Coalition, as well as the Public Works Department's ADA application. And then additionally authorize the city manager to make pro rata adjustments pending the final congressional allocation of that funding allocation. And if you have any questions, I am available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate the presentation and the work on that. I'll open it up for any council questions that you might have for Cindy or staff. Councilmember Heller, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Question for you, Cindy. The $76,000 that's been allocated, is that sufficient amount of money to complete that ADA work?
So the Public Works Department has identified match funding from SLOCOG and another agency, which the name escapes me, but we do fortunately have both of our city engineer and our public works director that can answer that question. But I think before I say anything further, I might turn it over to Mr. Kowalik.
Mr. Kowalik in the background, dad of Milo, you're welcome.
Thank you, Councilmember Heller, for the question. You're correct that CDBG money alone would not be sufficient to complete the project that we envision there, but we do have $490,000 from a SLOCOG grant for that same project.
Okay, thank you. That's my question. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Heller. Councilmember Barton, any questions?
That answers my question.
Same one? Okay, great. And Councilmember Ford, any questions?
I don't have any questions, just comments, which I'll wait.
Okay. Great, thank you, and I have no questions. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up the public hearing and open up public comment. Any members of the public wishing to come forward regarding item B1, public comment is now open. It's looking like, I see a young man. Is he coming forward down that little boy? No, he's not, okay. AGP, anybody on the line, sir, for public comment on B1?
We have no raised hands from the public, but we have a raised hand from Devin McQuaid.
Okay, great. Did you say Devin or Kevin? Devin? Okay. Welcome, Devin, if you can hear me.
Hi there. This is Devin McQuaid. I'm the Associate Director with the Five Cities Homeless Coalition. I apologize for not being able to join you guys in person. It's been a busy week down here. We just wanted to thank staff for the recommendation and the council for their consideration for the CDBG funds. These funds are used to support our rapid rehousing and homeless prevention programs for families that are at risk of losing their housing. So we've seen a huge increase, over a 30% increase in the last 2 years for these requests, and over the last 11 months, we have been able to serve 11 households in the city of Morro Bay. So we do make these requests to each of the cities in proportion to the number of families that will be served in each of those areas. And we're happy to report that we have been able to assist 11 households. We work really closely with all of our agency partners, and while we are down here in Five Cities, we do our housing services countywide. So we rely really heavily on our partners through the Family Resource Centers in the school districts to identify those that are in need. So we are again thankful for the recommendation and know that these dollars will be used to support households in the Morro Bay City directly. Thank you again.
Thank you, Devin. Appreciate that. AGP, any further public comment?
There are no more raised hands in the queue.
Okay, I will close public comment, close the public hearing, bring it back to council. for discussion and or recommendation. I think Councilmember Ford, you had a discussion item and or perhaps a recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to say that I know that housing and accessibility are both very valuable to this council, and so as it is to myself, and I'm very excited to support this item because it does support both of those issues. So so I guess I can go ahead and move, although I hate reading these, I always mess it up, but I can attempt to move staff's recommendation.
Go ahead and read it if you wouldn't mind.
All right. So I move that we approve staff's recommendation to adopt resolution number 107-22, approving draft funding recommendations for the 2023 Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, funds and forward recommendations to the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors for inclusion with the other draft funding requests from the Urban County Consortium. The funding recommendation for the applications received from Five Cities Homeless Coalition and the City of Morro Bay Public Works Department, along with the city program administration, of $3,667 for a total funding allocation of $52,383 plus prior 2022 CDBG year rollover amount of $37,477. Additionally, staff recommends the city
You can just authorize, yeah.
Yeah, and then authorize the city council, the city council authorized the city manager to make pro rata adjustments to the allocation based on the final funding amount from San Luis Obispo County based on the approval of the federal budget and HUD's final grant amount to the county.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we do have a motion and a second for staff's recommendation. Any further discussion? Hearing none, go ahead and do a roll call vote for this item, please. Thank you. And again, let me just say thank you to Cindy. Very much appreciate all your work on this, and thank you so much for your staff report. And we'll do a roll call vote. Thanks, Dana.
Councilmember Ford?
Yes.
Councilmember Heller?
Yes.
Councilmember Barton?
Yes.
And Mayor Hedding?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay, thank you. That concludes our public hearing. Brings us to our business items. First item is C1. That would be comments by myself and Councilmember Heller. Councilmember Heller, I'm turning it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Let me start off by thanking Chief Cox for his time here. I agree with all the former comments about your leadership. You've been remarkable, and for those of you who have not attended the Police Academy, the Citizens Police Academy, I highly recommend it. I don't know if you're doing it anymore, Chief. You might be out the door, but it was a remarkable experience learning how police do operate here, and you've shown enormous leadership and your emphasis on training of officers in a difficult time due to COVID and other things, and I just think you've done a great job, and I wish you the best in your future endeavors. And to our harbor director, 30 years is remarkable. I didn't realize you'd been here that long, but that's quite a stint, that's quite an effort, and it's a challenging job, and you've had plenty of ups and downs over the years, I'm sure, but you've stood the course and done an outstanding job for the city, so thank you for your service, and I'm intrigued to know that you're also an airplane mechanic. In teaching that Equesta, I didn't know that about you, so good luck to you. Then my wife and I, Carrie, bought our house here in Morro Bay 20 years ago. We were thrilled to move to this small seaside town with a population of 10,000 very passionate residents. When I asked our realtor, Ken Vesterfelt, who is here this evening, sold us our house, I said, Ken, what's it like living here in Morro Bay? And he said, Jeff, well, half the people like the Rock where it is, and the other half want to move it. I thought he was joking. After living here 20 years and after having served 4 years on the council, I understand what he said, and he's exactly correct. And Ken, just so you know, I think we should move the Rock. Yeah. So a town of 10,000 people is an intriguing opportunity for someone who's lived in major cities my entire life. It's an opportunity for everybody's voice to be heard. And I realized that immediately after living here, not too long. My first jump into it was 8 years ago when a McMansion was proposed to be built behind our house. And I thought, this isn't right. So I went to council meetings. The project was approved by the Planning Commission. It was approved by the City Council. I appealed it to City Council. I was overruled. I appealed it to the Coastal Commission. And believe it or not, they actually heard my case. So a neighbor and I drove to Santa Monica 8 years ago and stood before the council, the Coastal Commission, where we had about a minute and a half to prove our case. Obviously, we failed there. My lesson was, at least I got up off the couch for the first time in my life and got involved in politics. At the time, I was fighting for the character of our neighborhood, where we lived. There's language in our general plan about character. There's language in the Coastal Commission mandate about character, neighborhood character. It's why my wife and I moved here. It's why we plan to stay here. And as I work at the Maritime Museum and talk with people who visit from around the area here and the region and around the world, I always ask them, why did you choose Morro Bay to visit? And they said, because it's quiet, it's beautiful, and it's different. That's why I'm here, and I hope the future council will remember that above all else, that it's our difference that makes us special, and to focus on that in all things that we do. Then I joined the GPAC, General Plan Advisory Committee. I was on that for a while. I couldn't understand a word that Scott Graham was saying, and I still don't, but I value the experience, the people I met, and serving on that. 5 years ago, when the water reclamation facility first reared its head, due to my background in managing large commercial projects, I thought, I can help. Let's get involved. I was against the project. I rallied some neighbors. And the saying goes, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, go together. Together, we formed Citizens for Affordable Living, which is still operating today as a voice that is often not heard. And I'm very proud of having been involved as a co-founder of that organization. And I'm very proud of the people who speak today to issues that concern them. And they all revolve around keeping Morro Bay what we are, keeping us different in the ways that we're different, and finding ways to move forward as well. 4 years ago, I ran for city council, and I won by an astounding margin of 40 votes. I was surprised that I had won, and I immediately called the person who I had beaten, and I said, I think I made a big mistake. Will you take this position? I had no idea I was going to win and panicked. But hopefully, thankfully, that person said, no, you have to serve. So here I am after 4 years. I was definitely off the couch. It has been a great, great experience. It's been like a four-year college degree serving the city. I've met some wonderful people. Doors have been opened to me without cash that have been very useful, and I've met some remarkable people at all levels of government. I can't thank the staff enough for the job that they've done and the job that they have to do every 2 years. As new elected officials come on board, they have to educate them, they have to help them along, and then they're gone. It's kind of like having a child, but the child only lives 2 years or 4 years and then leaves home. You do a great job. I'm particularly proud and happy to have worked with Scott Collins, who I think his leadership has been remarkable over the 4 years. His new hires have been outstanding, and he manages a staff that respects him, works for him, and likes him. That is very unusual. The new group is coming in, and it's a different mix, I think, from what we've had in quite a while. In spite of all the things that we've worked on together as a council, there are a few things I don't understand, and I'm hoping that the future council will help me understand these things. I don't understand that if character is important to this city, which I believe it is, how increasing the building height limit along Morro Bay Boulevard and downtown Main Street from 30 feet to 37 feet is good for our city. In case you don't know, the new hotel that's under construction in front of the high school, you can see it from Highway 1 as you drive by. That building is 35 feet. The council, and I supported this, granted a variance to let them build that building at 35 feet. Why? Because it's kind of out of the way, frankly. It's not in a residential neighborhood. It's not a critical part of town. They wanted a 10-foot ceiling height on the first floor, and they wanted 9-foot ceiling height on the second and third floors. We thought it was a good idea. It's kind of tucked away by the high school. That building is 35 feet. I hope the council has the time to look at our zoning ordinance, which was recently approved, to allow 37-foot buildings, 2 foot taller than that motel, to be built up and down Morro Bay Boulevard and downtown Main Street. 37 feet. Another thing I don't understand, I know a goal of ours is to address diversity, equality, and inclusivity. It's important to our city, it's important to me, I know it's important to all of us. I don't understand how raising a flag is going to help. Does this action unite us or divide us? I don't understand this policy. Another thing I don't understand is we talk about affordable housing all the time. If affordable housing is important to us, and I think it's important to us with respect to diversity and inclusivity because so many people cannot afford to live here, I don't understand why our recently adopted zoning ordinance doesn't specifically mandate housing for the extremely low, very low, and low income groups. If we want affordable housing, we can get affordable housing. And I'm hoping that the future council will step forward and mandate what we need so that it actually becomes a reality. I'm very happy about who's been elected. I'm more happy than ever that I didn't run for re-election. A lot of people ask me, why don't you run? Why don't you run? Part of it is self-imposed stress by being up here. Part of it is just wanting more balance in my life. And part of it is wanting to be home for dinner with my wife, Carrie. That said, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for all of you. I've done my best to try and represent your interests, to try and speak my mind, representing what I think the city needs and wants. I want to thank the consultants who have helped the city. Consultants get bad raps sometimes, but a lot of the consultants we've had in the 4 years I've been here are absolutely top-notch. The financial advisors we've had, a number of consultants have helped the city immensely. I'd like to thank all the members of the citizen advisory committees. I apologize for not being here to celebrate and compliment you and thank you for your work, but you're a key part of this city, and I hope that the future council will find ways to better connect your thoughts and opinions with the city council going forward. For all the folks who ran for office that didn't get elected, whether or not you get elected, please keep trying. I appreciate you for getting off the couch and getting involved. I hope that those working in the shadows of social media will get off their couches and get involved in a meaningful way. Elected officials are being sworn in tonight, and I look forward to your leadership, and I want to thank you all. And Ken, I particularly want to thank you for selling us our house and your sage advice about The Rock. Thank you very much.
Jeff, did you want it moved or not? Just curious.
I
wonder.
You wanted it moved? Yeah, okay, definitely
said,
move it.
You may have
definitely.
Said that up front, too. Well, you would have moved it closer to your house, I assume, too.
No, right? Much further away.
Thank you for that. Well, I appreciate that, Councilmember Heller. We have had the opportunity to work together on a number of things. We haven't always agreed, but it's been respectful dialogue, and I just want to say to you, thank you so much for bringing your expertise, your opinions, not being afraid to voice those opinions, which may have at times felt contrary, but that's democracy in action. And I greatly appreciate you. I consider you a friend, and I consider you an advocate for the city of Morro Bay, and I just want to say thank you for your 4 years of service to this community as well, and you will be missed.
Thank you, Mayor.
You bet. And so for me, I'm not going to elaborate on 8 years worth of accomplishments or perhaps non-accomplishments, to, depending upon the way you look at it. Councilmember Heller mentioned a few things. Councilmember Addis at the last meeting mentioned a number of things. I will say this, the reason I ran for council 8 years ago was, in my opinion, the dire financial straits that the city appeared to be in. And as I got more involved on the city council, indeed, in my opinion, and I believe it was opinion of the remainder of the council, radical changes needed to be made in order to be a sustainable community and not revert to a community services district or become part of the county. And that was the beginning of the endeavor. You know, I had worked in large organizations before in healthcare, so I had that experience. But I got to tell you, public process was totally new to me. And in the very beginning, I don't know, perhaps somebody mentioned it earlier. Maybe you did, Jeff. Public process can wear on you, but then you be, at least for me, then you love it. After a period of time, you love it because it's the very foundation of what we're all about as a society and as a country. And in my opinion, it is not being represented at the federal level well at all. And we have an opportunity to continue to be respectful and show the kind of debate and difference of opinion that can occur in a community that is active, engaged, intelligent, and informed. And it is a great honor to be able to have served you as mayor and council member in the past in that capacity. I'm extremely thankful also for a number of things that maybe haven't been mentioned in the past. One is that, and I consider this to be a personal accomplishment, it's always been my desire since I was elected mayor to make that podium that people come to a comfortable, warm, and endearing place for you to express your opinions. And if I'm proud of anything, it's really not capital projects or financial transformation or this project or that project. It's making you welcome to come forward and express your either disdain or support for the things that are being discussed at this council level and into our community. You come and you came, and hopefully you will continue to come with passion, with the intellect and the knowledge that many of you bring to express your opinions. And I'm proud as mayor to hopefully have brought you a place where you feel comfortable, calm, and have the opportunity to be respectfully heard when you bring opinions forward to the council. And to me, that's perhaps the one of the greatest accomplishments in my personal experience that I'm very, very proud of. It's difficult if you don't speak publicly a lot or at all to come forward. It's scary, especially when you're on TV, you know, and you got to think, oh my gosh, people are watching me. And I hope we've made it. And it's not just me, it's this council as a whole that has done that. And we've made it a place where people can come, feel extremely comfortable and warm. And also, you know, at times I have been criticized for being rather stoic with regard to what I listen to when people come forward. Well, you know, I'm not supposed to really acknowledge positively or negatively the things that are brought forward. That gives away my opinions regarding what you're saying, and that's not fair to the other council members in the community. So, the other thing that occurs, which is interesting, is comments about not listening. I've always listened. The only thing is, at times, I differ with the opinions that have been expressed, and vice versa. At times, I have agreed with the opinions that have been expressed. But I've always been an active, good listener, taken notes when you've given public comment. I've endeavored to answer literally every question that comes before us during council meetings, so this community can be informed about the things that are important to them by taking those notes and having staff available. at a council available to be able to really respond to the things that are important to you. The sad part of that is over the last 8 years, I would say that probably 5% or less of this community has been represented in this hall. That's an unfortunate thing, and one of the challenges I think I would offer to the new council members would be to improve or really look at how to engage and communicate with really the majority of the community. I think sometimes when we hear 10 people come and give public comment, we think that's what the whole community thinks and believes. Not true. Especially when you go knocking on doors, you hear very, very different opinions. Secondarily, I'm proud of the fact that I was here when Mr. Collins was hired as city manager. I was on council at the time. I don't think any of our current council members were on the committee that hired Scott Collins. I'm proud of that. That's not a capital project. That's not a wastewater treatment facility or anything fancy like paving roads. That's human capital. Hiring Scott Collins and bringing his leadership to the community of Morro Bay is a tremendous asset to us all. Scott has not only brought a sense of calm, intellect, knowledge, and has become a seasoned city manager, but he's also assembled around him a staff that is quite tremendous. I have had the opportunity, as many of the council members have, to spend a lot of time interacting with staff, understanding what makes them tick, so forth and so on. They're available, they're accommodating, they're knowledgeable, they're sensible, but most of all, their heart is huge in terms of not only just doing their job, but caring about this community. So I'm grateful and thankful for the opportunity I had to be involved in appointing Scott Collins as our city manager. And Mr. Collins, I thank you for that, and I thank you for assembling such a great staff, some of whom are here today, many others that are not here. But we truly have an awesome city staff in this community, and we should be very proud of that and be very thankful. So I know we say it over and over at council meetings, but truly from the bottom of our hearts, and we've spoken to those that will be leaving us, sadly, for retirement and teaching jobs and other fun things, off-grid camping, among other hobbies. But we do have a wonderful city staff that desires and will continue to serve us. The other thing, and it's second to last, that I'll mention is these folks here, including Councilmember Addis, who has moved on. We have a great city council. Now, some people don't like certain city council members, myself included. Some love city council members, and others, and maybe myself included. But, you know, I got to tell you, working on a number of subcommittees with these individuals, their heart is in this community. They study, and you know, the agendas are huge. If you've ever looked at them, it's a tremendous responsibility to review and understand the content that's presented to us every 2 weeks, absorb that, and then actually be involved in making decisions. Not only that, but they care, as I mentioned about with regard to our staff, tremendously about what happens to the city of Morro Bay. And their ears are open and they listen. I'm sorry to lose Councilmember Heller, as I said again, but Councilmember Barton, Councilmember Ford, Councilmember Addis, whom I spoke about at the last meeting, I'm thankful for them and their commitment to the community, and thank you both for continuing to serve as you will in the future to this for this city. Lastly, I want to thank my family. My wife's here. Now, my wife's my polar opposite. She's one of those that doesn't want to get in front of the podium, doesn't like to go to meetings, doesn't mean she's not engaged. has been very happy that I've had a tremendous amount of work to do. When I wasn't elected, she said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now with him? And not true. We have a great life together, and I appreciate the support, Sue, that you've given me through the past 8 years. I know I've been absent on a number of occasions, but I certainly appreciate and love that you have been behind me, and again, that you're part of this community. My daughter, Sarah, my son-in-law, Matt, is here. My granddaughter, Hannah, who goes to Morro Bay High School, is here. My grandson is at a soccer game right now. He couldn't make it, but I love you all for being supportive, helping with campaigns, and just also being great community members. So I love you guys and appreciate it very much. I'll end with this. New council members, congratulations, and Mayor, congratulations to you. The job is not easy. If you think you're coming in to just get up here and raise your hand, yes or no, let me tell you, that's the easiest part of the job. There's a tremendous responsibility that comes with being either mayor and or city council member. It involves a significant amount of time that if you do the job correctly, you will have to put in a tremendous amount of content, but also the determination of context. And that's one of the things that's most important, not to make decisions in a vacuum, but to understand the context of how they fit into the overall balance of the city. And so welcome to you. Know that at least for myself, we're here. I know I think I speak for Councilmember Heller as well, to support you, to be helpful in any way that we can, to continue to move this community forward, to do all that the community would like you and us to do in the future. And so congratulations to you tonight. And with that, I'm just going to say, I appreciate the opportunity to serve, and I appreciate the fact that democracy is alive in Morro Bay. Thank you. Am I supposed to announce that you have a presentation? You should, yeah, I'll tell you, you should go up there.
All right. So you gave me the final word. Before I talk about Councilmember Heller individually, this goes for the both of you, but everybody up there and everybody who's served before and people coming in behind you, it represents the best of Morro Bay as a community. You're all civil, you're kind, you're curious, and you care. And I think we're the envy of a lot of places because of that. I came from places before that value those things but don't show it. And this place has showed it since the day I arrived. Even though we have really hard conversations and hard choices to make, and we find ourselves on different sides on issues, we're still friends at the end of the day. And so the words that you gentlemen shared embodies that, and I can't tell you how important that is. When I talk to staff for other cities and communities and counties where they don't have that, their staff don't want to work there. Our staff want to be here to support you because of your leadership and the leadership that will come after you. So, Councilmember Heller, I just want to thank you for your humor, your heart, the fact that you poured yourself into projects to help the city when we didn't have staff, literally helping to do our jobs, your focus on cleanliness during COVID-19 pandemic, focus on safety and traffic safety, smart approach to development, having a very needed and thorough and credible review of our wharf project, and your thoughtful approach. And I just want to let you know I learned a tremendous amount from you, and we'll miss you and your leadership. So we got an award up here for you to take home. And also have Carrie come up too. And Carrie, you do have to come up for this. Thank you so much for your sacrifice and
Now you get. Now he's coming home to you. So yeah, we appreciate it.
You're in the audience now.
I can't. Can I get my folder? Yeah, I guess you can go back up one last time.
Yeah, you may do that, Councilmember Heller. Don't forget your other thing there too. Thanks, Jeff. I know. Yeah, no. Never.
We'll get that for you. Thank you. And thank you, Mayor Hedding. You came in a tough time in our history of the city, with a lot of our funds kind of on the balance, tipping in a bad direction, and great timing with your financial background and skill. Really helped us navigate some challenging times. And we leave, at this point in time, you leave office with our reserve funds in tremendously great shape, with the passage of Measure E, thanks to our community, as well as the leadership of yourself and the council. I can't tell you how important that is, because day one, we arrived here, we were literally having to cut things left and right and trying to make sense of what the actual balance was in some of our funds, and look where we are today. So thank you for that. I think it was mentioned earlier, I don't think people really had an understanding of how much was going on in the pandemic and what was required of this city to literally do its regular jobs, but then also focus on an unprecedented scale of human challenges, human health challenges. And you rose above all that and provided leadership to our community to help communicate directly to the residents of our community what's going on. And you've also helped raise the voice of Morro Bay in the region, in the state, and federally on things like offshore wind. And we don't know exactly what's going to happen from this point forward with that big opportunity, but you certainly have helped set the stage for something good for our community. Now it's up to us to figure out how to make it work. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your leadership. And Sue Hedding, come on up. And thank you, Sue, very much. I appreciate it.
Is Jeff still here, by the way?
And now we'll have council member comments.
I would like to thank John for how he ran our meetings. I have been in less functioning council settings, and it just was very refreshing to have our meetings run smoothly, for people to be heard. Okay, I've got my microphone's on, so okay. I wanted to thank John for his great way of running meetings, and it is so important in a council setting to have everyone heard, to have the information presented in a straightforward way. It's just really you don't realize until you've been in other cities, and it's not like that, so. I really wanted to thank him for that. And also the thing that was just mentioned about representing us at the local, state, and federal levels, I'll be picking up some of the committees that are being vacated now, and I am looking forward to it, but I'm also kind of eek because it's a bunch of committees. So it'll be a steep learning curve to get acclimated to those committees, and both John and Jeff were representing us on a couple of different ones that I'll be taking over. And for Jeff, I really appreciated his perspective on construction and architecture and also on the stacks. We disagreed, but I definitely respected his opinion about that. I think a lot of years of experience that are leaving us now, and we'll be getting a lot of years of new experience coming in, so I am looking forward to the future. So that's it.
All right, well, so much has been said that I agree with already by so many here tonight, and I just want to say that I had a chance, the first time that I got to meet Councilmember Heller was when he was my liaison when I was on the Planning Commission, and we had coffee, and we talked for, I think, like 2 hours, probably, and got to talk about our vision for the community and how much we love our community, and we have so much in common, and then I got the chance to be his colleague, and I've learned so much from you, for just the way that you approach the topics that come up on our agenda. It's evident that you are passionate about everything council related and everything that happens in our community, and I just really appreciate your dedication, and I'm sorry to see you go, but I know you'll be back, I'm sure, doing public comment. I look forward to hearing from you on several issues in the future. And then for the mayor, Mayor Hedding, you know, I met you when you were my, what is it called? Your pharmacist. Thank you. I'm like, please finish my words. when you were my pharmacist, and your knowledge and taking care of my family when it came to our medical needs, when it came to our prescriptions, and just such a jovial personality when we would go into your pharmacy. And then witnessing what you did over the years on council and your hard work for our city has been amazing over the years. And then when I got onto council, I was appointed to the BOEM Interagency Task Force, and that was a huge learning curve, as Councilmember Barton mentioned. When you get appointed to these different committees and boards, there's a lot to learn. And so I appreciate Mayor Hedding's his ability to explain it to me in layman's terms and to get me up to speed, because it's such an important issue that that our city will be facing. And so I just want to thank both of you for your service, and I'm excited for our new council that'll be sworn in here this evening. We've got a great future ahead, so that's all I have to say.
I would like to invite Mayor-elect Wixom and council members-elect Landrum and Edwards to join me at the podium, please. Is your way, so hopefully you can be heard. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I am Cindy Edwards.
Do solemnly swear that I will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
some utility adjustments here first. Thank you all for being here tonight for us. Thank you to the outgoing council members Heller and Addis and to Mayor Heading. I look forward to this opportunity. I'm going to wait a few minutes and let our fellow new council women have an opportunity and look at us five women. So first for Morro Bay, and I'm honored to be the fourth female mayor. I see two of the former female mayors here, Mayor Janice Peters and Mayor Kathy Novak, and Mayor Rosemary Sheets, that was the first. So thank you, and I'm going to turn it over to them.
First of all, I just want to say thank you. I cannot even believe that I am here tonight. It was quite the nail biter for the last month. I think that I lost a lot of hair. I think my husband was frustrated with me, including the dog. The only example that I can give, honestly, is it's like you're running a race and you can see the prize and the finish line, but you just can't seem to go fast enough and it doesn't really matter. So anyway, I am so grateful to be here this evening with all of you. I want to say thank you to all of those that, of those of you out there that helped me. You know who you are. My husband and my family who encouraged me to go for it. My clients who listened to me and all my ideas over the years who couldn't figure out why I hadn't already gone for it. Thank you to this community for stretching my mind, being willing to listen, and making sure you felt confident to cast a vote for me. I'm truly honored to be here. The last couple of years were tough. Many of us were isolated, out of work, away from friends and families, or worse. And I experienced a little bit of all of that. During the time, I discovered that being of service was not just something I really enjoyed to do, but it was a part of who I am. Put that together with my love for this community, and well, that's the initial reason that I ran for city council. It was on the campaign trail that I learned more about why I ran, though. After listening to you, I found the overreaching reason was that I felt the city could do better. They do well, but they could do better at communicating to all of us, not just through documents or websites or, you know, letters in the water bill. Those are all necessary and important. But to be more visible out and about in the community, in the neighborhoods, and even in the neighboring communities. Listening, something I did a lot of in the business community. As past chair of the Chamber of Commerce, I already know what it's like to be on the receiving end of government policy making. It's often slow, like really slow. And there are rules, state regulations, codes, and multiple organizations to get by. And that's just for a sandwich board outside of business, right, Scott? While in the chamber board, I also learned the importance of collaboration. And coming to a consensus is no easy task. The business community is similar to the wider community. In fact, I look at it as a reflection or a slice of it. Like the distinct business districts, there are several distinct neighborhoods in this community. Each has its own unique concerns, and they're passionate, very passionate about them. So the challenge for city government is how to harness all that information to find solutions. Public comment is one way a citizen can do this. But what if each neighborhood had listening sessions? A designated person or a person who delivered the information, maybe even monthly. Collectively coordinated efforts can be the strongest form of information gathering and delivery. More of our community and its neighborhoods could be heard in a constructive way, just an idea. I want you to know the five of us have your best interests at heart. Having already met with them, I can genuinely say that. I'm looking forward to collaborating with them and our staff to make the hard decisions and create an environment that's open and recognizes the unique, diverse, and creative nature of our town and its citizens. Thank you so much.
I I'm so excited to be here tonight and to be part of Morro Bay City Council with these amazing women. I couldn't have done this. I wouldn't be here without a group of amazing friends that supported me and helped me to get here. And most importantly, I have to thank my mom because she's so cute. She was always ready no matter what, how much notice I gave her. She came and walked with me, knocked on doors. And we had so much fun doing that. I'll keep this short and sweet. I want to mostly thank the voters who voted for me. I really appreciate your support and know that I will do whatever I can to keep the integrity and the charm and the quaintness that is Morro Bay. I was driving here tonight and I noticed the silhouette of the rock with the sunset going down, and it just never gets old. And I really want you to know how much I appreciate and love Morro Bay, and I will do whatever I can to listen to you and to represent you while I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Back to me. I too want to echo what's been shared up here. I think that as we were out in the community talking to people, we heard their voices and what their concerns were. We will continue to hear your voices and what your concerns are. We need you to be a part of us moving forward. I've spoken to several groups over the past few months, and the one thing I've learned to try and lead with is to look at, you know, what we have in common. Why do we live here? It's a simple question. Nobody makes you live in Morro Bay for the most part. So how lucky are we if we focus on what we have in common instead of what divides us? We'll do a lot better for ourselves. That would be what my goal is over the next 2 years, is to focus on those things and try and move forward. We have a lot of opportunities. We have a lot of crossroads right now. We have decisions to make that will somewhat direct our future, whether we're an industrial city or a modernized city. The other things are easy. They're the usual, business as usual, and we have a great staff to look to for support. I feel fortunate that I've worked with some of you before when I served up here several years ago, and I look forward to building relationships with those of you I don't know yet so that we can work to enhance the opportunities and what we have for Morro Bay moving forward. I also wanted to, in recognizing Mayor Peters and Mayor Novak, I also wanted to recognize Mayor Irons, too. Thank you for being here tonight. I need to recognize my family, too. I am blessed tonight to have four generations of my family here. So I have my mother, my three of my children, my husband, and three of my grandchildren and my their spouses. So thank you all for being here and being supportive, and as all of you know up here, supporting us to allow us the time. So I appreciate this opportunity and the trust you put in me, and I will be open and available and hear your voices. So with that being said, is there anything that Jen or Laurel would like to share, or do you want to move on?
Go ahead. I'm just excited to have our new council members seated, and like you said, the first all-woman council in Morro Bay. That's something quite different for us. So I'm looking forward to digging in and starting to work.
Yes, I'd like to echo what Laurel said, and I think I've mentioned it to all three of you that I think it's exciting to know that more women in leadership gives future generations that example to go off of when they're considering their future, what they want to be when they grow up. And so it's encouraging to see more women running for office and winning, which is exciting. So I just want to congratulate the three of you on your win for the council, and I look forward to working with you as colleagues. And I think it was mentioned before, I think it was Cindy, that you've had a chance to meet with all of us. And I got a chance to meet with the three of you individually before tonight, and I think that we have a bright future. And so I just want to say congratulations one more time, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that being said, we have, and Dana, I went off and left the agenda after you gave it to me. future agenda items, correct? If anyone has future agenda items this evening that they would like to bring forward for our January or future meetings, excuse me. Anyone?
I have a couple, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if we could put on a future agenda discussion of future business hours of City Hall. Should I just keep going? Yeah.
I think that, Mr. Collins, is that something that we're already looking at?
Yes, we plan to open City Hall more hours. I'm working out the details starting in January.
So are you good with that, Zora?
Yeah, I would like to see if we could have a future agenda discussion about outsourcing service city services.
Is that going to be part of our goal setting or?
Goal setting would look at the current goal setting. We would also get advice from the advisory boards. We'll do survey and community forums. So if it comes up through that, it certainly could, but you know, if there's an interest in sort of understanding the array of services we provide that are in-house and those that are, you know, contracted out, we could do that, but it would take a bit of time to put that together. But I think that would be separate from the goals process.
Thank you. Is there support for that item? No? Yes. Yes? Is that a yes? Yeah, but you have to say yes.
Can I ask a question? Because I'm curious, is this just outsourcing in general and understanding, or is it too particular area?
It is, and then also getting towards the transparency of things and being, I guess just, yeah, it is.
So are you looking to the comparisons between in-house versus outsourcing and
right.
the balance or the
Thank
needs
you.
Of that? Okay.
Thank you, Mayor Wixom.
And you're supporting that? Anyone else? Comments?
So we're support, you're asking for support of review of the process, like an overall, you're not asking for us to get rid of it,
no,
you're asking
no.
for a review.
A review, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can support that.
And that's a common thing in cities that you're always kind of looking at that and weighing out what's better. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so we have support for that to come forward then. Thank you. Anything else, anyone?
Well, I didn't have another one, but then after I heard former council member Heller, I thought maybe we could review the height limit on downtown.
Again, can I ask for clarification of what you're asking? Are you talking about if there's already an item coming back, I believe, is that correct? Can I ask Mr. Collins or?
Yes, so the council at the last meeting, I wanna say it was the last meeting, had a future agenda item that was looking at creating a design district. I know there was more words than that, but essentially kind of looking at how to create some framework around the heights issue and to explore it a bit more with planning commissioners and other members of the community. We were left it vague intentionally so that we could bring back an array of options for the council to look at. If it's specifically, do you want to change the council ruling on that the zoning, you know, I don't know if those are the same, Scott, maybe you could weigh in on.
Are you looking to have that conversation incorporated, Zora, with what's coming back, or are you looking for something more specific?
That we can't just review it. That's not a possibility to review that.
Mr. Graham, did you have a comment?
Only that if you are interested in reviewing it, what would that look like? It recently passed as part of the zoning code update to increase it to 37 feet. And then what City Manager Collins was talking about was the direction that council gave us to bring back the item to talk about looking at what a design district might look like, forming potentially an ad hoc committee of city staff, maybe potentially other folks from the community to look at what that might look like, and to have discussion about is there things you want to add on or create in or add into our ordinance that would provide direction related to what something that's 37 foot might look like beyond the design guidelines that are already in your general plan and in your recently adopted zoning code.
Thank you. So is that something we can incorporate in that that's already coming forward?
You mean in the ad hoc committee?
No, it's coming forward as a council agenda item.
Okay. Yeah,
that can be part of that could be part of the discussion, correct?
Yes. Well, so all we're doing would be seeking council support for creation of an ad hoc committee, and I think at that time, assuming that's in January, council could provide more guidance in terms of what it could look like, including changing the heights level.
Yeah, we could certainly bring back what the policy is, so you could see it as part of that discussion. I mean, it would lack context without it. So, and if you want to have a broader discussion about it, certainly you can provide direction to staff to do that. But we would definitely bring back the concept of the ad hoc committee, what that might look like, along with the policy, so you could see why we're doing it. So, that would we can certainly do that. And if it's desire of council to make changes or something at that point, then we can move forward with that as well.
Okay, thank you. That sounds like the right direction then, I guess.
Okay, so it can be included in that conversation.
Yeah,
to start with. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else for anyone?
I'm curious about the what the intent is of the future business hours of City Hall, if that should include some other operations of the city. I'm thinking of the planning and building.
It would include City Hall and the planning building.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else from anyone? Okay, with that being said, we'll move for adjournment. See you all in January. Happy New Year.